Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Gary, Rami, and Sparky have been going at it for 3 hours, but haven't crashed and burned yet.
Well, it's the big show.
It's time for the guys to reset the big topics from today's big show and let you pick a lane.
Pick a Lane, brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragaway in Union Grove, where the 2018 racing season continues. Go to GreatLakesDragaway.com for the season schedule, daily track updates, and to purchase discounted ticket packages.
It is that time here on the Wendy's Big Show. We're along with the one and only Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and the Packer Hall of Famer, Leroy Butler. I'm Rami Makhlouf. Who's reporting what I just told you during the break?
Yeah, you might tell everybody now.
Adrian Wojnarowski.
He's legit.
Wojnarowski.
Says, story posting soon, the Houston Rockets are making a renewed bid to acquire Minnesota All-Star Jimmy Butler, including four future first-round draft picks in their most recent trade offer.
Oh, my goodness.
League sources tell. Whoa.
They
LeBron, you have
going for it.
LeBron, you have no chance if they end up with Jimmy Butler, James Harden, Chris Paul, and Carmelo.
Just a bunch of old... worn out tires. They ain't gonna do nothing.
All right.
I think they knock off the Warriors if they get Jimmy Butler.
Child,
without giving up one of their major pieces.
It ain't
on
happening. It ain't happening, cuz.
I'm just telling you, man.
The Warriors.
Here's what
shoot.
You're picking from between now and 5:35 when our
Shooter.
Embedded Green Bay football reporter
like
Mike
Donovan
Clemens joins
Dante.
Us. Right lane, do you think Giannis
rookie.
Could be the best player in the NBA by the end of the year?
I think that's his name.
And the left lane. What are you expecting from the Packers in these next five games? 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. Giannis just lighting it up last night. His first triple-double of the season, 32 points, 18 rebounds, 10 assists, and has done something now.
What the hell Lopez doing if he getting all them damn rebounds?
That's a different discussion for a different day. But Giannis, with that, became the first player, Leroy, since Wilt Chamberlain in 1965-66 to record four consecutive 25-point, 15-rebound games to open the season, according to ESPN Stats and Info. And to hear Giannis tell it, he hadn't even really hit his stride or found his comfort zone in Mike Budenholzer's system yet.
Buden!
This was him after the game last night.
That's a B compliment. Just got to keep playing hard, keep trusting my teammates, and keep trusting the coaching staff, keep trusting our offense, our defense, and have patience. And those nights going to come, but it's a big compliment to be next to Will.
Sparky thinks he's got some work to do on the three-point shot before we can start talking about anything more than best player in the East.
0-6-7.
Leroy, I think you could be
shooting 10%.
You don't need that.
I think you could at least be in the discussion. You could make an argument by the end of this season for Giannis as the best player in the NBA.
You're really in the discussion. As soon as LeBron left, he's
No.
He's your guy.
Leroy, I'm saying in the NBA.
I know, but I'm
in the whole association.
Yeah, but you got to conquer the East first before you do that. I mean, you got to try to get out of the first round of the playoffs before that happens. So I'm just saying an individual game. Once LeBron left, you got to conquer the East first. Then you can go to the NBA. So with that being said, in this system, I don't think he needs a three-point shot. Steve, now I like this system, by the way. You know, if you can shoot, I would love this system. I love this system. But
because Leroy could shoot, you know.
The shooter! And that's the reason why Chris Middleton will be an all-star this year. He's going to put up the numbers, so you don't necessarily have to have that. You just need guys who can shoot. Giannis, you do your thing. You do your thing, and he can probably average that. He can score when he wants. I mean, posting up, short mid-range, hook shot. And, you know, he looks a little bit more bigger, like muscular, because I think he wants to be kind of a more low post area guy. This year, that's why the rebounds are going up, Steve. But I don't necessarily. I don't worry about him shooting threes. You shoot one if you want to. I mean, if you're scoring at this level and doing everything for your team, I'm okay with it. So but you got to have another guy make some threes for him.
So in your mind, then, you would take Giannis over LeBron?
At this point, no.
Giannis over Durant?
Only because LeBron gets everybody else involved.
Giannis over Durant?
No, not yet.
That's my point. So he's not going to be the
best
in the
league. That's not the question. We're talking about by the end of the year.
Well, that's fine. But we're saying he doesn't have to shoot. No, this is the NBA. It's the question.
I know, but I've changed it. I'm saying I want him to be.
You changed the question.
Well, I want him.
I didn't know you changed it.
I do what I want to do.
No, that's fine.
If he's number one in the East, then you can go over there. The guys in the West are different, man. They're built differently. Yeah, they just the style of basketball is different. All the great players are in the West with Seth and all those guys. In the East, if he can conquer those guys in the East, then I'll say, see, I'm not letting this stuff capture me in the moment like he just got. This guy's been doing, he's been able to, can do all this
stuff.
Okay,
so your answer to this is no. So that's okay.
Not yet, until he get, can until beat everybody in the East. Then he can go over there and mess with those guys. He's not the best in the league yet.
I think it's possible. I think by the end of the year. But you, Leroy, they could. I mean, he could get through the East. I don't think you're really. Never mind. You're not grasping the question. I don't think you're grasping the question.
I hear the question. To me, it's just prisoner of the moment type question.
I'm totally willing to admit that I might be prisoner of the moment.
Yes, you are.
But I'm just saying, from what I've
seen in
the first four games,
and I'm okay with that.
For a guy who isn't even comfortable in the system yet, throwing up triple doubles and doing things that nobody's done since Wilt Chamberlain in 1965.
Right. Well, he's going to do it again. He's going to break all the records.
I think he could be. We could be. You could at least make a strong case for Giannis as best player in the league by the time this season's over.
That's the discussion.
But that's the right lane. Do you think Giannis could be the best player in the NBA by the end of the season? 414-799-1250 or tweet us at 1057FM The Fan. And my optimism will roll right into the left lane when we talk some Packers. They have a rough stretch of schedule coming up.
They're trying to get all this love on Twitter, aren't you?
I don't care who loves me and who doesn't.
You do.
I really don't.
Well, go ahead.
I don't give a
damn. Just don't say they're going to be 4-1. You're good.
They're next five opponents have a combined 23-10-1 record. If they survive that, they're in good shape because the next five opponents have a combined 12-20 record at this point in the season. And those next five opponents are the Rams this Sunday, then in New England the following Sunday. You host the Dolphins November 11th, then short week, Thursday night football in Seattle, and then you go to Minnesota for a November 25th Sunday night football matchup. I can see them going 4-1 in this stretch.
Three of those five are primetime games.
Yes.
And then the Miami game got changed.
Their next five games are on national TV.
And Miami's a 325 start now.
Right.
Leroy,
the reason that I say that they can
really
go.
That's really America's team.
The reason I say that they can go 4-1.
Yeah, what's the reason?
Has less to do with the matchups, the teams they're facing, anything like that.
But what it got to do with it?
I always talk about playing the averages and playing the odds.
Okay.
And I talked earlier in the season when they lost to Detroit and they lost to the Redskins. I said, yeah, I know when you were going through the schedule before the season started, doing the whole win-loss, win-win, loss-loss thing that we all do when an NFL schedule comes out.
Yep.
You didn't have them losing to Detroit. You didn't have them losing to Washington. They're going to win games that you didn't expect them to win that are going to make up for that. If they're going to do that, it's got to be in this stretch, and there's at least two games in this stretch that they won't be favored for in all likelihood. They're the first two against the Rams and the Patriots. I got to think they win one of those to prove my theory right. And then the Dolphins, Seahawks, and Vikings, I think they're better than those teams and will win those games.
That's how
I got them going 4-1.
Well, I mean, that's again, you Bears fan want people to like you, but because
if I wanted people to like me, I would have never told them I was a Bears fan. But go ahead.
You got the best running back in the league, number one against the rushing, and they're 7-0, and they're on the road, and you're gonna play Tom Brady. come on. If they lose to New England and L.A. and win the next three, I say 3-2 is good. 3-2 is good, but it's still early to know how these guys normally play after the bye week. But if you look at McCarthy, he's fantastic after the bye week. So that may prove your point correctly. After the bye week, McCarthy's team is very good. So let's just see what happens. And that goes all into the whole narrative of when they said we'll run the table and the relaxed thing. All that fits. But for one thing, if you lose these, to LA and New England is still not over because one of them is an AFC team. You got to win these NFC games if you want to talk about winning this division. Because, again, Minnesota has gotten their act together, look like, because they beat Philly on the road. I mean, that's the defending Super Bowl champion. I'm not sure the Packers could do that. So with that being said, I say they'll be 3-2, which will be fine.
We've reset.
Hold on a second.
What happened?
I've been here with you since 2 o'clock.
Yes.
Leroy rolled in here at what, 3:30?
Uh-huh.
So Leroy, get ready, man. What are you talking about?
I know that. Yeah, right. I'm not complaining. Yeah, I'm just, you know, you've been here almost 2 hours.
Yeah.
You've been looking at him for almost 2 hours, right?
That's my guy.
Have you noticed anything? I just noticed it now. It's 5:22.
What, do you have the man bun?
No, just take a look at him. Stand up. Look at the boy. Look.
Superman shirt?
Yep. What's
that's
on
too
his
little
hat?
For him?
What's on his hat? Vanguard, right? Yeah. That great place that serves really good sausages and stuff.
Sausage and scotch.
I'm pretty sure. I could be wrong. This might be the first time in 2018 that he has not worn some type of Chicago sports paraphernalia on him.
Yeah, you're just flat out wrong, dude.
I don't think.
Is that Monday and Tuesday he wore the exact same thing.
I don't think.
Is that why he smelled like Doritos in here?
Pretty much.
You've worn a non-sports thing on your shirt, but then you always wear a Chicago sports thing on your head normally.
Uh-oh.
But I don't think you've worn non-sports shirt and hat together all year.
Let me ask Boo Boo.
I think you're wrong, man. Pretty sure you're wrong.
When was the last time you think this happened?
I don't
know. Because it didn't happen during the Cubs run.
I don't keep track. Yeah, I wear this hat.
Cubs run every day.
It's my only black hat, so whenever I wear something.
You've been riding with that hat all week.
I love this hat.
Vanguard.
Yeah, he's been wearing that hat. No,
this was the hat I got for playing in the punk rock baseball league.
Right. So it was free.
No, it was part of our entry fee because it goes to charity because we're trying to help people out there.
So it was free.
This is the hat that I wore on my way to being a Gold Glove finalist in the Punk Rock Baseball League. We've reset
it's
the
true.
Big topics discussed
today.
On today's.
There's no way.
Check.
You got to be able to hit the ball to be a Gold Glove Award winner.
That makes
no
sense.
You don't know how
that
a Gold Glove works?
I have a huge argument with that, too. But that's how it is in the
MLB.
And
I batted like 600. But anyway.
Because J.J. Hardy should have won multiple Gold Gloves with the Brewers, but he couldn't hit.
Go Jake Newborn. He's the commissioner of Punk Rock Baseball.
That's too nice to
go,
you, man.
Go, check out, his timeline.
He's never getting married with that name.
He's already married.
He tricked her.
I think twice, if I'm not mistaken. Right lane, do you think Giannis could be the best
fits
player
in, well with radio,
in the NBA by the end of the year? And the left lane, what are you expecting from the Packers in the next five? 414-799-1250, or you could tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan.
Hey, Boo Boo.
That's what I waiting for. Hey, what's up, girl? Hey, I'm going to make sure my guy gets good. I'm going to try to get him to this one place
sure
sooner or later.
Taken care of.
Yeah, the jury center is what we're trying to get to. But he keeps passing by the jury center, girl. I'm going to make sure he gets a flat tire right in front, and we're going to roll him right on in there and talk to Dean.
Hey, boo-boo.
And I think that's what everybody needs to do. Go see my guy Dean at the jury center. Matter of fact, I'm going to give you some locations because I don't know where you're at. They try to come near a place near you. If you're in Brookfield, 17100 West Blue Mountain Road, Suite 206. In Burlington, 349 North Pine Street. Now, if you're in Greenfield, West Layton Avenue, 7477. Now, here's the one thing about the jury center. If you got some extra gold laying around, you want to make some extra money for the holidays, you say, how am I going to get my kid this bike? You know, how am I going to buy this? How am I going to get that? I have a way for you to do that. If you got some old gold just laying around doing nothing, go get some cash for it. Cash is king, and that's what Dean does for you. He also has something that I trust him with. It's called the Leap Watch. You know, it has three bands on it. It comes with this nice leather band and a green and gold one. You can switch it off, do whatever you want. We're going to give you a free shirt. The shirt actually has a bottle opener on it. It's unbelievable. Go to leapwatch.com, or if you want to shop for more jewelry, go to shoptjc.com, and you can actually like them on Facebook. When you like them on Facebook, you automatically get in this area we're going to create for just sending out free stuff to people. Just like them on Facebook. Your information pops up. One day you look in the mail and you get a Lambo Leap photo from your boy. Like them on Facebook. Follow them on Twitter, shoptjc@shoptjc.com. And again, Dean at the Jewelry Center.
Pick a lane when the Wendy's Big Show returns right after this.
You're gonna
Purr's walk-up songs on a Throwback Thursday presented by Master Z's. This is Michael Jackson. You knew that. Wanna be starting something. Sparky, whose music was this? Former Brewer. Starting Something by Michael Jackson. Leroy, take a guess.
I need to know if he's a pitcher or...
A batter.
He's a batter. Starter, yes. Or bench?
A little both.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Perez.
Nope. Sparky?
Current team?
No, former Brewer.
Former Brewer.
Yes. Starting,
Ricky Weeks.
Starting something. Who liked to start something?
I don't know.
Nigel Morgan. It was Nigel Morgan,
oh,
everybody.
Oh,
duh, that was stupid.
Nominees for next week, Red Hot Chili Peppers. That was Sparky. I wanted Smashing Pumpkins. Baby Tosh asked for Shania Twain. Leroy went with The Police. Go with one of those or your own. Tweet your artist at 105.7FM The Fan with the hashtag Big Throwback. No hashtag, no vote, no chance to win that $25 gift certificate to Master Z's. Right now in the midst of Great Lakes Dragaway, pick a lane, and we're going to go rapid fire because Mike Clemens slated to join us in just a few minutes. Let's get in Jay in Port Washington. Jay, you're on the Wendy's Big Show. Pick a lane, buddy.
Hey, guys. I'm taking the right lane. I was at the game last night. Giannis looks fantastic. I don't know if he needs a three-point shot, but, I mean, he just takes over the game. And with him being so much younger than LeBron, I would say that hands down by the end of the year, he's going to be the best.
Appreciate the call. Jeff Van Gundy was saying, I don't know, which feed were you watching last night? Sparky, Fox Sports?
Fox Sports.
Mm-hmm. Jeff Van Gundy was saying throughout the night last night, he was like, I don't know why Giannis needs a three-point shot.
That's what I said. Yeah. Why would he?
Right. By the way, he also said he talked with, you might have seen this, because it was with Katie George on Fox Sports Wisconsin. I only saw it on Twitter later. He said the Bucks are his dark horse candidate to win the East. Jeff Van Gundy did. I don't know if you caught that.
No.
Let's go back to the phones and Todd and Madison.
Cole's gone. He's more of a Bucks fan.
You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Todd?
Hey, what's up, man?
You?
Hey, I just want to get my Twitter handle real quick. Iconic Vision, because I respond to a lot of tweets and stuff. So, but I want to pick the right lane. I don't think Giannis needs to have a jumper to become the best player in the league. There's been a lot of players over the years. Shaq is one that comes to mind immediately. I'm not trying to compare him to that. But I'm just saying you could be a dominant force in the league.
Absolutely.
Without a jumper. And I think Giannis is doing that.
I agree.
Appreciate the call. Yeah. Sparky, he can be a dominant force without the three, right?
He's almost 30 points without a shooter.
You're saying
three.
He needs to add the three to be the best player in the world.
We're talking about best player in the NBA.
Right, right.
We're not talking about best player in the East.
Right.
We're talking about being in front of LeBron, Durant, Harden, Westbrook, Curry, all those guys.
Yep.
In order to do that, I think he's got to shoot 36 to 38% from three. If he does that... He's probably going to be the best player.
See, I think he can do that in the future to be the best player. No need it. He's going to pass all those guys. He's still a relatively young guy.
I said to Sparky right now, the only two guys I'd have him behind, well, I might throw Anthony Davis in there. His name didn't come up earlier. But LeBron, KD, and maybe behind Anthony Davis, and he's equals with Russell Westbrook. Mm-hmm. And I think he could leapfrog all those guys. Especially if he starts to hit that three, like Sparky said, at like a 33, 34, 35% rate, that's all it's going to take for him to be just that good, the best player in the world. One more call. It's going to be Murray in West Dallas. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's
that's
up, Murray?
Close enough.
We're going with Murray today because Alex from West Dallas has been sounding a little shaky on the phones lately.
Okay.
So Murray is my, we'll call it my turnt alter ego. So maybe he'll sound a little better. I'm jumping into the left lane. I think the Packers go 3-2 because I agree with you, Ram Dog. The law of averages, you know, we're going to grab one either from the Patriots or the Rams, you know, games that we just shouldn't win on paper. And since you guys are wrapping it up, I'll give you my hot take. If the Packers do go 2-3, they fire McCarthy when they statistically get eliminated from the playoffs.
Appreciate the call.
See, I don't understand why if they're eliminated, why would you fire him? I just don't understand.
Yeah.
The only reasoning I've ever heard that makes sense, Leroy, is you want to be on the up and up and you want to start looking for your next coach.
You can do that anyway.
But you don't want to do that behind the guy's back who already has the job.
It's just a pro. They know.
I know. Some candidates, especially if they have some sort of past or relationship with the current head coach, they won't even talk to you. You know what I mean? We've heard of that before where they go, hey, I'm not going behind his back to interview for the job. If you fire him, come back around to me.
They always go behind each other's back. To me, why would you want to pay – you know, another guy more money when you have to set the budget. Just set it. Just finish it out. He's not coming back next year. Just finish it out. I just don't understand bringing in or having another guy upgrade to the intern. The guys are not going to play any harder for another guy. And just the NFL. I mean, for other sports, I can understand the Cardinals went through it. But that seemed to flame out after a while. You know,
well, that manager got a real deal out of it, out of that push. Well, he got a 3-year deal out of it, wasn't it? 3 years?
Well, he earned it.
Yeah.
He earned it.
Because of that push that they got.
But in this case, damn.
Hey, when the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. They won last night, so you win today at Wendy's. Every time the Bucks win, you have 24 hours to go to any participating Wendy's and get either a free small chili or a free junior bacon cheeseburger with a purchase of a medium drink. So if you get a medium soft drink, or something medium there, a free small chili or a free junior bacon cheeseburger today because the Bucks won yesterday. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's.
Embedded Green Bay football reporter Mike Clemens joins the Wendy's Big Show right after this. I don't need to ask you whose music this is, do I?
AC/DC.
Bruce Walker music is the theme of a Throwback Thursday presented by Trevor Master Hoffman. Z's. Yes, this was Trevor Hoffman.
Hey, Baby Tosh, I got a question for you. Uh-oh. We were just talking about podcasts, and World Sparky podcast for this week is up. Annie Spitzer headed for Disney World, so a lot of family drama going on the last month or so if you've been listening with Andy. But I got a question for you. So now that baseball season is done officially, is the what's it, Tim and Baby Tausch morning show?
Tim and Tausch in the morning podcast. It should be returning. We have been...
Are you taking a hiatus through the winter and coming back for baseball?
No. If we're able to come back, we'll be back well before the end of winter.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
But you're taking a break.
We're taking a small hiatus.
There you go. Okay.
So. I would imagine maybe another one gets cut next Tuesday when the Brewers retrospective airs. You guys will be together to
could
do
be.
That.
Could be. Or
you?
This weekend while we're finishing it up, you know, if we're frustrated or something.
Yeah, Tuesday night, 6 like to 8, the retrospective. Looking back at the season, Tim does it each and every year, and him and Baby Tausch. Baby Tausch put it together. Who else was helping out? Oh, Ryan was helping out.
Or I was helping out with a little bit. Rami remembers how much fun that is to put together.
Dude, that is an undertaking that...
It's crazy.
Dude, it's like, I literally would put...
Hours and hours.
Like 20-plus hours into into producing that thing.
The production side of it's really tough. And Tim does an amazing job of keeping notes on every single game of every single series all year, and then you start from game one... And you relive it all over again. And if you're a diehard Brewers fan, it's awesome because you forget things that happened earlier in the year.
You forget
players,
some of the players that are there.
That were on
right?
the team and stuff that happened. And you're like, oh, man, that was this year. I totally forgot all about that.
I was cutting up part of our interview with Brad Miller. And I was like, Brad Miller's a person? I forgot about that dude.
Yeah, Brad Miller.
I remember a couple times, and maybe this is just my laziness and procrastination that got in the way. But I remember a couple times. I'm also like a... I've always been this way. I'm a perfectionist. I never wanted to turn in homework unless I knew it was just right.
That was the point
and
nine.
Then sometimes I just didn't turn in homework.
It was. Is that what happened?
And not because it wasn't just
Did
right.
Did you tell
no.
your parents that?
No.
But, Mom, it wasn't perfect.
Fun.
I couldn't
that,
turn it in
I'm
all
that
year.
Weird dichotomy of lazy, but when I start doing something, I'm a perfectionist. Like,
right.
I'm either all in or all out. Right. So I remember there were times where we'd be airing the first segment of the retrospective.
Oh, I remember this.
And I'd be over in a production booth working on like the second and third segments of it. Just
you want to talk about stressing me and Tim out.
Putting finishing touches on it, just making sure it was just right. Like that was some of the most stressful moments that I've had in my radio career.
Because Tim brought it up. He's like, hey, you know, Rami used to sometimes, he would just be mixing down like the other parts of it while it's airing. I was like, no, there's no chance I'm doing any of that. If we're going to do this thing, it's going to be done by the time we start
And this was
it.
Fat Robbie, too, so I'd be like full-on flop sweat. Just, am I going to have this thing ready on time? It was.
But he was a lot happier back then, so he really, it was all right.
Gross.
He was a lot happier person.
Well, fat people are jolly. That's what they say.
Well, I don't know about that. But
let's hear from Mike Clemens one-on-one with Packers safety. Ha ha, Clinton Dix here on the Wendy's Big Show.
Does your body feel a little bit better? That's got to help the situation.
Good as it's gonna get going into the season, but I feel good.
And then you get back into it and splash, hottest team in the league right now. You're a competitor. You look forward to the challenge in that big Coliseum.
Oh man, no doubt. I look forward to playing against the LA Rams. Great organization, great team. They're really hot right now. Got a lot of talent on offense and a great offensive coordinator. it's going to be a tough challenge, but I think, you know, us guys in the locker room, we got for that challenge and we're excited about it.
How did Jared Goff go from struggling to where he is right now so quickly?
Man, his team. He has a lot of great guys around him. He has a lot of confidence about himself. And, you know, once you find yourself in this league, it's easy to keep going and keep flowing. You have a great group of guys around you to, you know, pick you up if you make a mistake. And, you know, Goff has been playing great ball for the past 2 years now. And, you know, hats off to him.
So when I've watched these guys this year, I see all this motion, and it's not like they're doing, as Blake called it, window dressing. I mean, they're motioning a guy, and they're trying to run to the matchup. I mean, they're no faking. They're just running some guy to some spot, and he's going up. Almost looks like Canadian football.
Yeah, man, they're playing backyard football, and they're having fun doing it. We got to find a way to slow those guys down and really be good with our eyes. I think, you know, trusting our eyes and trusting what we see will be big in this game. And, you know, if you execute and, you know, play fundamental football, we got a chance of winning this ball game.
Tell me about your defense. Your teammate Kevin makes the big play in the last game to hand the ball over. Do you feel like you're getting that identity now that you've got guys that are standing out and making the plays when you need it on your defense?
Anytime that, you know, we get an opportunity to make a play on the ball, I think that's what we want to do. Kev was in great position last week, and, you know, he made a play, you know, to seal the game, and, you know, we came out with a big win.
Talking to HaHa Clinton Dix, Sam Shields. It looked like his career was over with 4-5 concussions. And now he'll be out there lining up against Devontae, Geronimo, Randall. Are you surprised he's back?
When I walked into this league and I came to my first OTAs practice and I saw him and Morgan Burnett running to the ball, like they have lost their mind. It just showed me that, you know, they're leaders. They lead by example. And, you know, no amount of money can make him, you know, play ball. You know, he loves the game. He's a huge competitor, and, you know, he's a weapon, man. He's a fast weapon that played receiver. So he was a great player here, man. Sam was a guy that I looked up to as a pro on the field, and just making plays and having fun. So I'm glad to see him back out there playing ball and, you know, doing what he loves. I mean, he's been working hard. You know he wanted to get back on the field at some point in time. You know, just had to trust God and continue to work hard and do everything he could do on this side of the ball. I don't know, man. There's a lot of fast guys in this league. But Sam was definitely one of them.
That's Packers safety HaHa Clinton Dix on The Fan.
And he is Michael Clemens, your embedded Green Bay football reporter here on the Wendy's Big Show.
On The Fan.
Let me tell you about Brooklinen Sheets. They were named the winner of the Best of Online Betting category by Good Housekeeping, raving reviews from Business Insider, and me, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Brooklinen is the fastest growing betting brand in the world. Over 20,000 five-star reviews. The sheets are cozy and comfy, and you'll sleep better at night and feel more rested tomorrow. Founded in early 2014 by a husband and wife team, Vicky and Rich, their mission brings five-star hotel quality sheets to everyday life. Luxury sheets without the luxury markup. Did you realize most bedding is marked up as much as 300%? Plus, different colors and materials to choose from to match your bedroom decor. My Brooklinen sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets I've ever slept on. Brooklinen.com is giving you an exclusive offer just for Big Show listeners. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code SPARKY at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so sure you'll love your new sheets that they offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all of their sheets and comforters. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code SPARKY at Brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com, promo code SPARKY. Brooklinen, these really are the best sheets ever.
Lil Wayne featuring Birdman. The song is Fireman, closing out a Throwback Thursday presented by Masters Ease here on the Wendy's Big Show, with Brewers walk-up songs being the theme of the afternoon. Sparky, Fireman by Lil Wayne and Birdman. Whose entrance music, whose walk-up music is this for the Milwaukee Brewers? Think about it. Fireman. What does a fireman do?
Lorenzo Cain.
Mm-mm. Fireman puts out the fire. Gases.
Jeffress?
Jeremy Jeffress. Good job, sir. Yes, sir. It all makes sense when you think about it. It all adds up. We've been asking for your votes all afternoon long for a Throwback Thursday. You do that by tweeting your artist at 105.7 FM The Fan with the hashtag Big Throwback. Baby Tosh has been over there counting up the votes. Nominees were... Let's see here.
Don't worry about it. It was none of them.
None of our nominees?
No.
It better not be.
Yeah.
What?
Rock and Roll Revolution is alive and well, folks.
Tesla.
What is a Tesla?
Isn't that a car?
I thought it was a car. What is a Tesla? Jeff, grab a mic. Tell
isn't
us what,
that, isn't that what Alex Lazary had stolen from him?
Tell us what the hell we'll be listening to next week.
Wasn't
Jeff Orlowski started this nonsense
Tesla?
On Twitter. I saw it.
Tesla was also the guy, you know, in, has 100 different patents on electricity.
Yeah.
So that's Tesla. We use the bumper music. Little Susie is a regular rotation in a bumper.
I didn't know that you all were still together for Rock and Roll Revolution.
Hey, man, we come out of the woodwork.
Yeah, that was definitely it today. I saw a bunch of the same Twitter accounts that I remember watching back in the day. I was like, yep, they're back.
Well, I don't like you, Jeff.
Thank you.
Or anybody else who voted for Tesla.
It's Jim.
Jim. I'm sorry. Jim Olansky. He's here to produce the Bill Michaels Huddle coming up right after
that
we
friends
wrap things up.
Home.
Rob Reichel, our thanks to him of BobMcGinnFootball.com. John McNamara, our Wisconsin insider of BadgerBlitz.com. Adam McKelvey, our Milwaukee baseball insider from Brewers.com. Wendy's Big Show on the road tomorrow. Isn't that right, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer?
Yeah, absolutely right. West Dallas, Hyundai, come out, see us right by there by International Autos. They're a brand of International Autos now off Highway 100. And again, it's going to be a lot of fun. Myself, Leroy Butler, stop by and say hi. Highway 100 in Arthur, to be specific. 2-6.
You got something over there, baby Tosh?
Sparky, I need to have a Halloween costume for tomorrow night's Milwaukee Admirals game. What should it be?
Eeyore.
For Sparky, Bill Baby Tosh Schmidt, intern Bella.
She thinks it's funny.
He just called
Eeyore.
You a jackass. I'm Robbie Maklov saying thanks for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 2.
For the kids.
Bye.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.